We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Samach Bei Sif Tes, and we will be doing from Tes through Yud Gimel. It's the end of the Simin. Sif Tes. Kibel Alav Lisanas Lamacher, Vihisana. Someone was makabel on himself to fast, and he fasted. Ubalayla Sha'achara Tainis, Nimnech Lisanas. Came the night, he wasn't makabel to fast more than that original day. Came the night, and he continues fasting. Even though he didn't eat at night, he continued his fast. And he fasted the whole next day. That is not a fulfillment of a neder to fast, and he wouldn't say anenu according to the Mechaber. Because he did not have a kabbalah mebod yom. One may have thought that this is merely a continuation of a fast of a tainis that had a kabbalah. So the Mechaber is teaching us that no, we consider this a new tainis, and it was a tainis without a kabbalah. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that lefi the Ramah, even a tainis without a kabbalah lemaisa, you're allowed to say anenu in shomea tefila. Now the Magen Avraham wants the taina that even the Mechaber would be moda really that if he made a kabbalah balayla, that he could say anenu. But there are many that are cholik on him. Sif yud, misana adam tainis shaos. A person can have a fast that is not a whole day, it's a tainis shaos. What is that? Vuhu shelo yochol kol hayom, as long as what it means is that he's not eating the whole day. So what is the case? Ketzad. Shayotorid b'chafotzov, umisasek b'tzrochav. He was busy, v'olachol at chatzos, o at teshos. He went through half or most of the day without eating because he didn't get a chance to eat. So then he says to himself, you know, I want to fast for the rest of the day. He can fast those hours. And he can be because he made a kabbalah before he started fasting. The morning he didn't fast. In the morning he was fasting. He wasn't fasting. He just wasn't eating. So if at that time he made a kabbalah for the rest of the day, it's good. So here we have an interesting case. There's no such thing as a fast that's not an entire that's not the entire day. We'll see that lamaisa there is an exception, but you cannot fast just the second half of the day. It's got to be that whole day you didn't eat, but you're only making a tainis for the second half of the day, and the first half wasn't a tainis. Just by coincidence you didn't eat. Your kabbalah was before your tainis is starting, because your tainis is only starting in the afternoon. So it turns out that you made a kabbalah before your tainis. So that's a good kabbalah. It works as a tainis. You could say anenu. V'yashomim shegam ze tainis shos, v'tzorich shikablen all of me esmol. Whereas others say that no, the halachi is he needs a kabbalah from the day before. So what is tainis shos? Kegon, shekibo love me esmol lisanos at chatzi ayom. He made a kabbalah on half the day. That he had a kabbalah's tainis on the first half, and then in the middle of it, he decides to extend it. He made a kabbalah on the second half of the day, wakes up in the morning, decides not to eat the entire day. Now this is talking about where he made a true kabbalah. Yud Aleph. So what do we see then? That you can have a kabbalah for a half day. Whether or not you say anenu, that was a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah in the beginning, on a tainus that you're not mashlim, if you could say anenu, the Ramah's makel and shomea tefillah. Yud Aleph im kibolav ha-tainus ad chatzi ayom, somebody that made a kabbalah's tainus for a half day, va'ochel acharkach, and then he ate, osha ochel ad chatzi ayom v'kibolav tainus misham ve'elach, eno nikra tainus lispal anenu. Such a tainus is not a tainus for anenu, lefi the Mechaber, lefi the Ramah, you can say it in Shomei HaTfilah. Aval nikra tainus linin shetzarek la'ashlim nidro, but it's considered a tainus in that he can't say, oh, this is Dvarim B'Telem, I don't have to eat. Now, I would have had a hava mina that since you cannot have a tainus where you're not fasting the whole day, so it's tam Dvarim B'Telem, you're not doing anything, so you may as well eat. Kamash malon, no. A half-day fast, although it's not a kiyum of a neder to fast, it is still considered a tainus. Sif Yud Beis. What did we say? That a Tainis needs a Kabbalah. Tainis, a Gozer Malat Sibur, Ein Kol Yochid Tzorach LaKablo B'Tfilis Mincha. The halach is that a Tainis that they made on the entire Tzibur, the Yochid does not have to be Makabel. Elishatz Machriz a Tainis. The Shliach Tzibur is Machriz. He announces the Tainis. Vareu Makubel, and it's accepted by everyone. Some say the Hani Mili Be'eretz Yisrael, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shoyalem Nosi, they had a Nosi who could go and enforce his rules on everyone. Lefishik Zeroso Kayemes Akol Yisrael, because all of Klal Yisrael was bound by his rules. Aval B'chutz La'aretz Tzrichim Kol Hatzibur LeKabel Atzmam Ki Yechidim SheKol Echad MeKabel Al Atzmo. In Chutz La'aretz, where there's nothing that really compels you to listen to them, everybody is mechuyev to be makabel on their own. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you should be machmir and fast even if you weren't makabel. Sif Yud Gimel. Yesh misha omer, shemisha nadar v'yomer im lo eilech l'makom ploni. Eishev betainis, that if someone made it tonight, if I don't go to this and this place, I'm going to fast. Since the thing that he made the Tanai on is something that there's not even a mitzvah to do, it's considered asmachta. He never really meant to be chayav in a tainis, and therefore he would not be bound by it. So asmachta means I really didn't think that I would have to fast. Avol im omer lo es a mitzvah plonis eishe betainis, but if a person says, if I don't do this mitzvah, I'll fast. V'chein im omer im yatzileinu Hashem mitzora, om yatzlir darkai, lo heva asmachta. It is not considered an asmachta. That means, the reason, the yesh omrim holds, and that is that there's really a machlokas there, that in the case where I'm told it nedvar reshus, the halach is, it's considered asmachta. However, and even there, Lemaisa, the Achronim say that one should be Machmir. The same thing goes if someone makes a Neder Tztok al Tanai, and the Tanai is something that has nothing to do with mitzvahs. Lemaisa, the Achronim say to be Machmir, but it's a Machlokas. Whereas, if it's a question of saying it al Manas that I do a mitzvah, and if I don't do the mitzvah, I have to do this and this, so that we learn out of the Pasuk from Yaakov Avinu, that there's a mitzvah to be Mazar as yourself. Yaakov Avinu says, Imielo Kimi Modi, so that's the case of Hatzalah. Yaakov Avinu also said, the Klal Yisrael Savayidar Yisrael Neder, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Im Nosim Titnes Amazeh. So from there, we learn out that if you told it in Atzol of Hashem, it really is Chal. With regard to mitzvah, so Chazal learn out that there's such a thing as being mazarej yourself with var mitzvah. And that is proper, and that is considered a neder and not an asmachta. So the only case we have a machlokas is by dvar or shus, and even there we pass in lahachmer that it really is a neder.